Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasby. The throw from Romano and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive towards first. Lawler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball towards right. McEnany settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McEnany. Niemann moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Smith reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odell for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tasby moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tasby strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niemann. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Niemann steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 2 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasbye hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasbye moves to second. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Tasbye scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Pearson trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Romano, who tags Pearson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Woodling moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Gus Triando's now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Triandos moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 3 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 3 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jerry Walker now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landis is walked intentionally. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for John Romano. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Phillips bunts towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to third for the out. Rivera moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jim McEnany. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Turk Lowne now pitching. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sherm Lawler now catching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Fox is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Triandos and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Phillips, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Lown moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the White Sox too. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Tasbye hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-5 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lown, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-6 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Orioles too, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Torgerson. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles. Tasbai hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Lowes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and two walks. Smith is walked intentionally. Esposito moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it and throws to home to get Landis. Esposito moves to third. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Smith moves to third. Rivera moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.